Blog Talk Radio.
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
All right, isn't it a beautiful day? This is Cheryl Smith, and I know some of you have been saying, where have you been? But guess what? I'm back, and I'm really excited today because guess what? I'm back with a vengeance and starting off, we're talking about women power, and who better to talk about it with than Mary Green? That's who's joining me, and we're going to be talking about the Black Women's Expo, and this is so important. When you find out what it's all about. It is so important to our community, to our people, to our world, because when you empower Black women, and that's what this sister is doing, well, I can't be anything but excited. And I'm glad to have her here with me today. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I am feeling good and glad to have you with me.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
No, let me tell you, when I say, you know, it's kind of like after I went to Africa for the first time, I just didn't take, you know, all Africans belong to me, you know.
I understand. And
that's the way I am. When I saw it said Black Women, Black Women's right. Expo, well, guess what? I'm supposed to be there. I'm supposed to be
there. Unapologetically.
Yeah, I'm going to share this information. And then, you know, when I look at what you've done and what you are continuing to do, first thing I have to do is say thank you.
You're welcome, Cheryl. You know, we don't think, you know how you don't think much about you, just you are doing what you know you should do. And it
yes.
happens year after year, and you look up, and 20-plus years have passed, you know.
Yeah, and you say, what happened? It wasn't even, you were just trying to get past that first one.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. If you'd seen us the night before we opened the expo that first year, you you wouldn't have believed, and none of us would have believed that it would have continued this long. Because
Well, you know, I tell you, and, you know, for folks listening and tuning in, you know, we're talking about an event that, I mean, just everything from food samples to book authors, and you definitely have to have a natural hair component in there.
Oh, yeah.
Because we are making moves. But you didn't just start. It's really interesting because I was talking with someone who has Dallas ties but also has Chicago ties with you. And,
okay.
And that's Roland Martin.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
and,
Roland.
Yes, we both serve on the board of the National Association of Black Journalists. And our careers have kind of crisscrossed a lot because we were both at KKDA for years and we both did the Dallas Weekly. And we've been, you know, solid in NABJ, so we just crisscrossing and very supportive of one another. But we were just talking about when people see where you are today, they don't realize that journey.
Oh, they don't. You know, no overnight success. I mean, even though I will tell you the very first year that we started the expo here in Chicago, which is not a small market to take off on, but
right.
The very first year, but we were here, we were living here and, you know, working at V103 Radio here in Chicago when the idea, you know, came to mind that we need to do something that was really going to target our listening audience, and that was African-American women, 60%,
mm-hmm.
40% male on the radio station. And we really wanted to tackle some of the issues, some of the things going on in Chicago. You know, many are still going on. But to be able to bring women in and organizations, we formed an advisory committee of women and began to put together what we thought that weekend should look like. But it was no simple feat even then, but we were overwhelmed the very first year with the response in the community, and I think that's what's kept it going all of these years.
Well, you know, and I look at Chicago, and I love Chicago, especially around this time of year. You kind of seduce, mm-hmm. the city seduces folks, and then they come back in December, and they're
right.
in a culture shock for real. But you can make some really good things happen there. I know you have the what is this, Bud Billiken Parade?
Parade, actually, that was just last weekend, too. Yeah, one of the largest African-American parades in the country, yeah.
Yes, and you just have so much going on. Good food. I have to challenge you on the pizza front. And because I'm from New Jersey, and we just think that East Coast pizza is better.
The thin pizza. Well, you know, I grew up in Rochester, New York. So
I know about the thin pizza,
but I do know, but I've been here so long that I can tell you I don't think there's any better pizza than Chicago style pizza.
Well,
I have
to give a shout out to to Dorothy Tucker.
Okay.
Because she finally brought me about 10 years ago. I was in Chicago for one of my sorority sisters that pledged with me at Florida A&M. I was celebrating a big birthday, and
mm-hmm.
so I came a few days early, stayed with her, learned how to swing dance, And she took me to this place called Uncle Joe's.
Okay, yes.
And they had the best fish, and I think I ate there every day. And so
you do mean step, don't you? You learned how to step, right?
Yes, yeah, step. They
right.
Swing in here, yes. And so I really got into it. But she, so we stepped. We had Uncle Joe's, and she took me to an ice cream place near the mosque.
Rainbow.
And it was so good. But I have been, ever since I've been there, and I've said, okay, when we have our NABJ convention every year, I tell Chicago people, bring me some Uncle Joe's. And so finally, Dorothy Tucker brought me, she brought me the seasoning. For
oh,
it. And she brought it to the convention in Detroit, and I was just like, okay. And I saw Cheryl Burton, and I was like, okay, Cheryl is actually my line sister's cousin. And I said, you know, y'all need to bring me some fish from Uncle Joe's. I just love it. And and it's enough. Now, I could come back for the end of June, July, and August, but I try not to come, you know, when it gets a little chilly there.
I know.
Yeah.
I know,
yeah,
people say that, but, you know, we're so used to it, and it's not, and it depends on the year. I mean, we can have some good winters where we just like, okay, that wasn't cold, you know, but and we're prepared for it. I mean, everybody's got all of the down coats and all of the, even still fur. So, you know, we're prepared for it, and it doesn't stop any movement, I will tell you that. Whatever events are going on in Chicago,
thing.
We are going to them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's the beautiful thing about it. And, you know, and I look at, you know, the things that you have been involved in as we talk about the Black Women's Expo, that there are a lot of other things. It just seems like the climate is right to have great gatherings in Chicago.
You must. I mean, there are, you know, there's still, a lot of African-Americans in this town, even though, you know, it seems to be that some people are moving away. And there's just the political climate. There's the spiritual climate. You know, there's so much to hold on to in Chicago that, you know, there are a number of events all over the city every weekend, you know, that you can attend, you know, from educational events to, you know, just fun and entertainment, concerts and, you know, and now in the summer, you know, everything's at the lake. So, you know, Chicago is wonderful. And when people come to Chicago who haven't been here in the summer, they are amazed, you know, by the weather as well as the water line and everything that you can see in Chicago and all the boats. And so people don't think of Chicago that way. So I'm always laughing when they're like, oh, my God, this is beautiful. So lots to do.
Yeah. And, you know, and now you're coming here, and I have to tell you, I spent like 10 days in Detroit for NABJ. And I remember when I first got there, I try to get in early, especially when I know I'm going to be working quite a bit, and to just get acclimated. And so I was getting ready to take a walk, and the woman in the hotel said, well, be careful out there, it's kind of toasty. And it was like 82 degrees, and it was like about 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I said, I just came from Dallas. I said, this is not toasty, you know.
It doesn't compare, right.
No, not at all. And but, you know, just the idea, you know, and the history, like I know that you've been involved with Real Men Cook. We did have that here, and then it's no longer here, and we have another similar program you've had, Mega Fest, and you know, just different things, you know, in the Chicago Defender thing, and coming to Dallas, and Dallas is different.
It's what different?
It's different. But this the idea that we have something coming, and then you're not a newbie doing it. You know, I'm just like really hoping that it will be a success and that an overwhelming success that makes it an annual event here.
Well, I will tell you, we don't choose the city just to be a one time. We certainly, you know, hope that it will catch on and that it will be something that people will want to get involved in, participate, not just as, you know, attendees or as exhibitors and vendors or anything like that, but that the women will come forward and be a part of what we're doing. We don't you know, go around the country thinking that we know everything that each city needs to have, you know, or would like to experience. So we certainly, you know, we just did Atlanta last weekend for the second time. And, you know, it builds, you know, and I know that, you know, this is our first year in Dallas. And I think it will be, you know, a success. But we certainly know that, you know, this is year one. And that, you know, once people hear about it and find out about it, you know, word of mouth, if they don't attend this time, they will the next time. So we certainly don't, you know, want this to be a one time.
Definitely. You know, and you look at the void, you talk about that first time. And for those of you just joining us, Mary Green, president of MGPG Events Incorporated, and the Black Women's Expo coming to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And we're going to share information with that about you, about the event, so that folks can get their tickets so they can come out. And and we want to keep people, keep them engaged so that they know what's coming on. You know, you have to keep putting it on folks' minds.
Oh, yeah.
And then as soon as I mention it to women, they're like, oh, I want to be there. You know, this is something that we're hungry for.
Yes. Yes, and, you know, like Atlanta has, you know, an event every, seemed like every 2 minutes for Black women. I'll be honest with you.
Yes.
There are so many events in so many parts of the city, you know, in Atlanta. I laugh when I go there. I have family there, too, sisters and brothers that have migrated to Atlanta. And it's like, okay, does anybody live in Atlanta? Does your address say Atlanta? No, because they're living in Fairburn and, you know, different towns in, around the Atlanta market. But there's always something going on there. And from what we understand, not so much in Dallas for African-American women. At least there's not an expo now. So we're very glad to bring the show there. And, you know, our whole focus and our whole mission is to engage and empower women, you know, with what we bring. When we started here in Chicago, it was our expo is kind of focused around our sessions, you know. We do know that we have to have some fun and entertainment and music and concerts and fashion shows and that kind of thing, and all of that will be there. But we do, especially in Chicago, we have I will tell you now, we have about 40 seminars over our weekend and workshops. So we're talking, yeah, even now. And I can tell you they are well attended. Some of them, the rooms hold 500 to 700 people, and they are packed. Depending on what the topic or who the celebrity might be, you know, they are standing room only. They're sitting around the rooms. I can tell you, we can talk about relationships for, you know, every day, and you're going to have a packed room because of, you know, what we as Black women experience in terms of having that male-female, you know, good relationship. So women are you know, are, like you said, are hungry to have those kind of conversations. So, but the same about health or wellness or about careers or about small business and how do I start a business? How do I keep a business? You know, how do I market? How do I do social media? So all of those things that we know we need to, you know, that we need to know more about, we try to have at the expo. And then if there are some hot button issues, especially here in this market, that are, you know, that are happening, but that's the same thing around the country. And so that's why we try to engage people in the community to help us to know what that is. In Chicago, that might be criminal justice. That may be racial profiling. So, and we've had those as town hall meetings on the Saturday of our show. And those are sessions that are, you know, elongated. They may be 3 hours long, as opposed to our other sessions, which are 90 minutes, where we have panels and panels of people that are coming in, experts, to talk about, you know, what we are experiencing and trying to help us to, you know, come up with ways to resolve some of the issues, or at least how to navigate this thing, you know?
Right, right.
So,
now that,
you know,
is so important. I mean that you've hit on a very important topic. You know, just providing that, because we have to have, you know, we put a little entertainment in there, but there's just so much. People are thirsting for information and solutions.
Right.
And so we're looking forward to people being engaged. And I made a call, in fact, last night, because I saw that there's still a few. And for the Dallas Market Center, and this next Friday, I mean, excuse me, next Saturday. And Sunday. And
right. August 25th and 26th, right.
Right. And, gosh, there's just so much going on. I Can I get a massage?
You can definitely get a massage, and you can probably get that from Toyota. Toyota is our title sponsor. One of the reasons we're so glad to be in Dallas, and this is their new headquarters, as you all of you guys know. So they are a title sponsor, so they have this incredible experience on our show floor. That they were here in Chicago, and they were also with us in Atlanta last weekend. And inside their space, and I hope they will have it again in Dallas, I think they will, they have guys giving massages and women giving massages, so chair massages. So they have an incredible experience. They call it, I think, Sensations. And so you definitely be able to get that, as well as, you know, talk to people about hair and beauty and health and wellness, buy some things, you know, fashions or accessories. So it's all there, you know, and we're looking forward to being there, I'll tell you that.
Well, you know, and I am, you know, I take a special interest. I've been in Dallas a long time. I think after I graduated from, after I graduated from college, I worked in Tallahassee in that market for a year, and then I moved out here to Dallas. And so I've learned a lot and tried to be engaged and involved. We had the Black Family Reunion, Sister to Sister, different things. And when I worked at the radio station at KKDA for 22 years, they were always doing something. And I just say, you know, we need things for ourselves. And it's really interesting because, you know, us both being in the media, and years ago I started a, called it Kwanzaa Fest. And I just wanted it to be family things. In fact, we didn't have a Santa Claus, but what we did have was like, if you were in radio, we would have had you dress up in African attire, and we had kids were waiting in line to take pictures with African American kings and queens, we called them. Yeah, because we said, at least you know who they are. You don't know who's behind that beard and everything. And so, so when I started that, and I partnered with the radio station, I created it when I was with the newspaper, but didn't have it on paper. When I got to the radio station, and then an elected official, and you know, put it all together. And that first year, you know, when you have, it was at a high school, and when you have the media reporting, there were over 20,000 people there.
Wow.
It was just like crazy. So I did it for like maybe 3 more years, and then I turned it over to the elected official, Commissioner John Wiley Price here, and you know, just left, walked away from it. And it's been going on, and it's like,
last year
was like year 25.
Oh, wow.
And it's still going on. And then year before last, I wanted to do something on healthy living. And so I did a small festival in December, and we're actually doing it after the Martin Luther King Parade in January. And it's like right after the parade. It's like where people, you have thousands of people out there for the parade, and the parade ends in the Fair Park, and that's where it's going to be, at our African American Museum. And it's those type of things. You just, we're thinking in the moment, we want to do something for our people, because I know people are just standing around after the parade. They're looking for something to do. It's a holiday. They want to eat. They will, you know, so we said, let's try to do something. And you find out that our people are starving for something, and especially women.
We're
starving
right.
for somebody who will address our needs, who will say, sister, I feel what you're going through.
Right. And that's exactly what we found the very first year. I think that's when we knew that we had something, because the sessions and the seminars that we were doing, I mean, you know, people, you know, had the Q&A. We made sure that every session had a left time for Q&A, and women were lining up at the mics, and they were having their say, and they were voicing their opinions. But also what was happening is that women were connecting. So at the end of the entire session, you would see women move over to that woman who just said that and pass her card. Some of them hugged, some of them cried, you know, in tears because of what a sister may have you know, may have, you know, allowed herself to tell the whole room. So, and we knew then, okay, we don't have enough of this for ourselves. And, you know, even it's so funny because, you know, we're 24 years here in Chicago. Next year will be our 25th anniversary. But I remember when, you know, Barack Obama, you know, won and became president, you know, and he's from Chicago. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we think we walk on water anyway because of that. But love him. But people, you know, because the country voted for him, people thought that we should change the name of the expo. That it shouldn't be. Is there a need to say the Black Women's Expo? Is there a need to say?
Really?
Black? Yeah, there is. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't an outpouring, but we heard enough of that. Those questions, especially when we were going around trying to get sponsors, I'll put it that way, and people thought, was there a need to continue to say that? Yes, there is. You know,
definitely.
And I will tell you, every year here, when we're doing our show, we get a call, a crank call. I'll say it's a crank. I don't think it's a crank. I think it's an honest, you know, person that is a question that is coming. But we get a call, a couple calls with people asking, and they're not African American, asking, you know, why do you have to have that show called that? You know, if we had that, if we called it that, you know, everyone would have something to say. They would be upset. And I just calmly, and it's never me getting these calls. And this past year, I happened to pick up the phone while we were in a meeting and got that call. And I was able to say, but you have one every weekend.
Every weekend.
Every weekend. It may not be called, you know, that kind of thing, but you every show out here is for you, you know. So, you know,
and
we do need
constantly
something.
Explaining, you know, and having to answer that. And, you know, and I deal with that because I asked for, I'm from an HBCU. I went to Florida A&M.
Right.
So you get that, do y'all really need a Black college, you know? And so we deal with that, you know, but even if you take it further within our own community, and I mentioned MegaFest earlier, but I was interviewing Bishop Jakes one time, and I said, you know, we were talking about the whole people being critical of mega churches. And he's like, Cheryl, let me tell you, he said, there are plenty enough souls out here to save. You know, and it does not have to be a, you know, a complaint. You know, there are enough events. Even if there were another expo, if they had a Black male expo at the same time, there are plenty enough. Chicago could handle it. You know,
right,
if you have
right.
the right promotions and the right programming and everything like that, it could handle it. But we're always having to explain, you
right.
know, why. You know, even, you know, I own my own newspapers, and I've
mm-hmm.
always wanted to be, you know, my father was, he owned a bus company in Newark, New Jersey, and
mm-hmm.
I grew up wanting to be, you know, an entrepreneur, wanting to do, I grew up wanting to tell a Black story, you know, and
right.
And so this is where I want to be. So when I come to town, I remember walking through the halls of the Chicago Defender, and I was just, like, standing there saying, gosh, thinking of all the people, Vernon, Jared, all the people who walked those same halls, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's frustrating that we do get it, while you do get the people who will ask, they ask, why do you have an NABJ? You know, and,
right.
you know, and that's the funny thing is we could go do a whole nother show on that.
I know,
and
on that.
Of what has happened with other organizations and our interests and concerns. So you have the people who are asked about it, but on a different spectrum, you have those people like the ones who I have been talking to and myself who the thought of it just excites me to no end.
Right, right.
You know, the idea of Black women, yes, I know there's going to be something. I know I'm going to see, and I don't know if Miss Jessie's or Curls are going to be there. And Curls, Maisha is actually based in Dallas. I mean, this is her home.
That's interesting. Yeah, I know. As we stand right now, neither one of them are going to be in the show, but I do know who they are. But, you know, maybe, you know, as I said, for next year, we've had Miss Jessie's, we've had Miss the Curls in our Chicago show. So we're certainly, you know, going to be building on making sure that we bring all of those brands, you know, when we come back to Dallas. Yeah.
Yeah,
sometimes people have to they have to see us get our feet wet, you know.
Yeah, that's people like being a part of a moving train.
Right.
Yeah, they see it moving, and then they're like running, chasing
yeah,
that, it down,
now, right.
trying to hop on, you know.
Right.
And
think
me,
it was an overnight success, but no, no, no. So we're prepared for, you know, for this being year one and seeing what, you know, seeing how the community responds. And we're very hopeful that we will have the kind of response that we have here, you know, at least
well,
on year one.
I am hoping as well, and going to do everything. And I'll tell you, you know, do everything I can to help. I talk to Adorn and other than, and we were talking about, I said, well, who's, you know, because I saw Chicago Defender on for Chicago. I don't know if I saw who was doing in Atlanta, because Atlanta had several publications.
Well,
also.
The Atlanta Tribune Magazine, you know, the real time.
Oh,
comedian.
Okay. Beautiful
yeah.
publication.
And Atlanta Daily World, yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. Is that the Scott family? I think so. But Atlanta Daily World. But anyway, but I told Adorn, I said, you know what? I said, you know, we're about educating, empowering our community. And I don't care who is on it. I want to make sure we on it too, that we promote
exactly.
and that we're sharing information. I can't, I said, I don't have that plantation mentality because, you know, we can't be everything to everybody, but we can sure
right.
collaborate.
Right.
You know?
And we
so
want to make sure that.
I don't care, and I want to give a shout-out to the North Dallas Gazette for being a part of it and
yeah,
just know
you.
That they got some support.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They did. They, you know, they called us and got on first. But we need everyone's support, and we need to get the word out. That's the most important piece, is getting
that
the word out.
That is the important thing, and we have to share things. Now, I have to ask you, and those just join us, is Mary, is that your stage name?
Given name?
Or?
Yes, Merry. I didn't change
okay.
that. Now, Green is a married name. I'm no longer married, but Mary is what my mom gave me.
Oh, did she? Why did she choose that?
I'm not exactly sure. I mean, I'm born in November, but not Christmas time. But if I went through my family name, my siblings, you would think, yeah, my mom, she had a funny way of doing it. I have a sister whose name is Bambi.
Okay.
So,
okay.
And Roger. I'm like, I think she was watching a lot of television. And at that time, you know, Roy Rogers and Bambi the Deer.
Right.
I'm not sure where mine came from, but I think it's apropos. I mean, people who see me and notice the smile, they're like, okay, your name fits. So, but yeah, it she certainly made that.
Yeah, that's something we were laughing in my office because I have a lot of people who's like if they have six kids, their names all begin with A or all begin
oh,
with J
yeah.
or all begin with D, and.
I have a hard enough time. I have three sons. We're trying to remember them when they're together. I can imagine if they all had the same, you know, first initial.
Now, how old are these sons?
Oh, no. If I tell their age, I tell mine. But I'll just put it this way. They are grown, but they certainly have different names. But they're, you know, around the country. I have a son that lives out in L.A. His name is Eric. And I have two sons in the Chicago area, and they're Nathaniel and Taj, T-A-J. So, no females. So,
well, I
no
hear the males are a lot easier than daughters.
I do believe that because I know how I was.
Yeah, they,
that's what
they
my mother
are,
would have said. Yeah, that's what she said for years. So.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Well, men are. Invited to come
yes,
out
they
to
are.
The Black Women's Expo.
Yes, they are invited, and they come. And they come here, and they come, you know, in every city that we've ever done, they come. But in Chicago, we certainly had to start thinking about programming for men because they were coming in such numbers. So we started to have a men's den. We won't have that in Dallas, but, you know, maybe as we grow. But we had to put something on the exhibit floor for men. You know, there were barbers and there were men's, you know, products and for their face and cosmetic kind of things. And then we also had sessions for them so that they had somewhere to, I mean, they would come in our sessions, any of the sessions anyway, but we started to add also some things just for men. We had a session a couple years ago where it was only men could come. We wouldn't let women come in the breakout. So they
and they didn't
talk.
Act crazy?
You know they did. You know they did, trying
yes.
to bust in, but... but the very first year when we had so many men coming in McCormick Place to the expo, you know, the media was there and they were asking, you know, of course the media was trying to figure out why we were doing this thing in the first place. But
right.
they were asking the men, why were they there? And they would say, where else would we be? With
oh,
all
right.
of these women, where else would we be? So that started it off right there. But yes, men are invited. So if you hear this, Dallas, you are invited. Yeah.
Yes, we tell men, please come on. Now, there are certain times, I will tell you, years ago when the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan had the Million Man March and he did the men-only meetings.
Okay.
I was actually, I did a live broadcast outside. And, you know, and on my show previously, like the week before, I was saying, okay, ladies of Dallas, we don't need you coming and showing out. You need to... Let the minister talk to these men because somebody needs to talk to them. And
right,
so
right.
If he has a father to son talk with our men and they come out better, let him do it. So I did my broadcast out from there. We didn't have any occurrences because there were occurrences around the country where there were sisters protesting because they wanted to be in on a men-only
meeting. Yeah, right, I remember
meeting.
That, right.
And I actually went to, he actually had a women-only meeting in Atlanta, and I went there for that
uh-huh.
after that. Because, you know, if you can find somebody who can talk to us to get us to do the right thing, you know, I'm all for it. And sometimes we the hurt we're feeling has us attacking one another.
Right. I would agree with that.
So... But I know that we are really excited. Again, I'm going to be doing some things. We're going to make sure that we have you on and we're going to share information because,
okay.
you know, essentially, like you said, Mary, and I was looking at things, there are a number of things that are going to be going on. And I don't know any of the top names that are coming, but what I get from this, and you correct me if I'm wrong, is the celebrities, they're like icing on a cake because there's so much else going on.
Yeah, you can definitely say that. I mean, I think, you know, there's going to be a certain audience that looking for who the names are, and we will start to announce them on Monday. But I will tell you that you're right. That's not the main reason to come. And all of the things we talked about with the sessions and the women and the, you know, exhibitor booths and the things you can see and learn and, you know, take pointers from and, you know, and sample and all of the above are reasons to come together. And so, you know, and so I'm looking forward to women seeing that as well and not just be concerned about who those celebrities are. And we bring, you know, a number of celebrities, and we will be doing that, too, in Dallas. So I don't want to announce that yet, but I know we're going to talk again, so we'll be able to do
yeah,
that
Yeah, definitely,
week.
And they have to... Stay tuned because I really, you know, really feel it like, you know, even for our Healthy Living Festival that we're having on Martin Luther King Day,
mm-hmm.
the first time I had it, my keynoter was Dick Gregory. And,
yeah, he always came to our show.
Yeah, he's one of my dearest friends. I do something else, and next year will be 25 years, and
mm-hmm.
he came to at least 20 of them.
Oh, wow.
And we're just, what, like a day or two from the anniversary of his death.
So
it's, tugs at the heart.
Yeah, he would come to the expo almost every year if we could get him, and at least in the last 10 years. And the funniest part was I remember one year, it was a Saturday, the show closes at 7 or something like that, and we don't walk out to probably 8:30. We walk out as you go through the breakout rooms. That's how you get out of the floor because our thing is all compact. It's really nice, the exhibit floor we're on here in Chicago. You
mm-hmm.
you have to go through our breakout rooms, the hall, you know, and they're on each side. And we hear this noise, and we open this door, and Dick Gregory still has an audience, and they're still there.
Mm-hmm.
And they have been there for hours, and it's like clock. And you know, everybody was saying, you need to tell the dick to close. I said, no. I shut the door. We kept going. I don't know when they left. But he had, a wonderful audience and you know, hanging on every word that he said. And we were
definitely
so glad to have him every year. Yeah.
And I'm actually, Roland and I were talking, Ms. Roland, and this was before Aretha Franklin passed, but he was talking about running her, running Dick's funeral, because we were both there, and running George Curry's funeral, because we were both there also. And then I'm going to be doing some tributes to Mr. Gregory also, because I... He was my heart. He really was.
Yeah.
And then I know about them long. I said, come on, we got to go, you know. And
he's got every article, and he's pulling out newspaper. He was wonderful, so.
He's a joy. I remember him, you know, my heart. We're going to do some things. We'll be posting them. But, I think, the vendors are important. We need to support our businesses. And I know one of my sorority sisters, Takiya Crystal Kamar, is from Chicago.
She's been with us before, right?
And she's a FAMU rattler also. And she buys toilet tissue from an African-American manufacturer. She just tries to do everything, you know. So we talk about how can we do these things, and so I'm looking forward to being there and seeing people who are doing their own thing. But equally important is them doing their own thing. I got to see them giving back too.
Right.
I think that's so important, because we criticize when others come into our community, and they just take the money, open these hair shops or whatever, and then they don't give anything back. And I said, well, just as bad are the ones who are black who do that.
Right.
And they
right.
don't support that. And then you hear, oh, they don't have to advertise. I said, no, that's all the more reason for them to advertise, you know, to show that they are supporting. Because when their butts get in trouble, they will look, and you know, you being in the media, you know, there comes a time when they need us.
Right. For sure.
Yeah, I want people to know #, she matters, because we do. And we want them to come out and participate. I'm going to be giving the information out. I've already been sending out on social media as we talked, and I'll be putting up the link so that people can catch it, and tell them to come out on August 25th and 26th. I know there are a lot of things going on, but guess what? You only live once, and you need to get around. And, when something of this magnitude, you want it to stick. You want it to stay. You want that longevity for us to keep things going. And I would love to see that happen with this.
I would too. Yeah. I think we're moving in the right direction. So,
well, definitely. Well, it has been a joy talking to you. We will talk again soon. We'll be sharing this, and I look forward to seeing you when you come.
I do too. I look forward to meeting you, and thank you so much. This is great, and I think we've certainly given out a lot of information, and there's more to come. But I look forward to being in Dallas and seeing everybody.
Great. Well, and I will be. I have like about 17 more minutes, so I'm going to be sharing information just from the site and telling people they can go to theblackwomensexpo.com, and that's women's with an S on it. But you can go to www.theblackwomensexpo.com and find out information. I'll continue sharing it here as well. Okay.
All right. Yes, and certainly where they can buy their tickets for half price at all Walgreens. They need to know that we provide that, and Walgreens is a presenting sponsor and helps us to make sure that anybody that wants to come to the show can afford to be there. So.
Oh, okay. Well, good. I will put that out there.
Yeah.
As well. And they love a deal.
Price, right.
I'm putting everybody wants a freebie.
So get them before the show opens. People, or you can
oh,
go on Eventbrite and get them. But certainly go to Walgreens.
go to. Yeah, we definitely want to encourage. So I'm putting
that's where
event
it's half price, right.
Okay. Well, again, Mary,
thank you
so much. And
you're welcome.
Talk to you again soon, okay?
Okay, you too. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Mary Green. She's with the Black Women's Expo. And we'll be sharing some more information with you about the expo before we go out. It's 15 minutes before, 45 minutes after the hour. And I know you say you can't go off without talking about Aretha Franklin, saying something about her. And I'm just trying to, but I know that Miss Aretha Franklin did like this artist.
Look at me, look at me. I am changing, trying every way I can. I am changing, I'll be better than I am. I'm trying to find a way to understand, but I need a hand. I am changing, seeing everything so clear.
About Miss Aretha Franklin, and she's also my sister. And I know that people celebrate, and just 2 weeks ago, I was in Detroit with her sister-in-law, Earlene Franklin, that's right. And Earlene, that's my mom's first name. And earlier this year when I was in Detroit, and I know that the family is getting ready for whatever tribute they're going to do. Across, actually, from Marvis, her husband, the Sneeds and the Franklins, well, they're related, intertwined, you know, which we're all related. I'm probably related to it, too. But Cliff, you know, I remember he was telling me about his cousin passing and everything, and how I think is they are grandparents, you know, great grandparents, children. You know, get into that bloodline. Since I found out I was 90% African, in between is inconsequential for me these days. But we have about 8 minutes left, and I want you to get your tickets for Black Women's Expo and see. On Monday, they'll start releasing who the celebs are and how you can be a part of it. But you can start by getting your tickets. And this is the weekend, a weekend from remembering two men, I forget, they both died here this weekend, and very important in my life, very important men in my life. Some Gregory, and I have George Curry, but I have a lot of cassette. We have for you so that you can. Some of the messages they shared with me. Yeah. 29 minutes before the top of the hour, and I was trying to play for you as we even talk about the Black Women's Expo, because we really, really need to participate, we need to support, we need to be out there. I'm going to see if Marva and Mocha and Coco are going to be out there as well. And it, you're going to tell people everything from massages, Toyota, thanks for coming on as a sponsor. We got some other things for you to get involved with too, because you're doing a lot of things in our community, in and around the community, so we have to get on top of things there. And just trying to find this song that I wanted to play for you as we go out, because there's so many things going on with the Black Women's Expo. And they, you know, they did it in Chicago, they did it in Atlanta, now they're coming to Dallas. 3-city tour, and natural hair trends, culinary tasting, shopping, seminars and workshops, pop-up shops, beauty makeovers, relaxing massages, a fashion show, spa treatments, all that going on. Get glam, get pampered, get empowered. And the hashtag is She Matters. And you still have time to get a vendor booth if you like. You can get your tickets from Walgreens. Yeah, you can go and get your tickets from Walgreens. And you can go to the website, which is theblackwomensexpo.com. And find out everything you need to know. We're going to close, and I thought I had found a song that I think about those men and the beautiful a little Kirk Franklin.
Young people going to stand up real quick. Come on. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on, get your bounce on, get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it, you gotta get, come on. Fifth one, fourth one.